Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I try not to be too much of a taskmaster around here. I don't want people slashing my tires or anything like that. You know?
No. Just sugar in the gas tank.
Just sugar in the gas tank. And to be fair, you've only done that like twice.
Yeah, only twice.
Right, since we've known each other. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to call in and participate. The lines are pretty crowded. We're going to try to get to more of you this hour. Be patient. There's no fast pass like down in Disney World, but we're going to do our darndest. Also, you can check us out over on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. We are broadcasting all 3 hours today over on the YouTubes. So you can check it out. You can see me in my Fun Guy shirt. I usually wear a Fun Guy shirt most of the time when I'm on the air.
Isn't
today,
mushrooms?
It is flamingos.
Yeah, but they're not fungi.
It's what? Why isn't this fun?
Well, you said fungi, like mushrooms.
You
said it was a Fungi shirt.
Very cute. Very good dad humor. Very good dad humor. I had to stop and think about that for a second. I'm like, fun guy. I think I do have one with mushrooms, actually.
Do you?
I do. I think it's like a Super Mario Brothers one.
Yeah.
It's got little like Mario like plumber pipes on it with mushrooms. So I could wear that one.
So I'm a 6'8 individual with a very, used to be a round top and a very thin legs, pencil legs. So I always identify with a flamingo as my spirit animal. So I like that you wore my spirit animal on your shirt today.
And to be clear, you identify with flamingos. You don't identify as a flamingo.
Both.
Both? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I was wondering.
It's a long process.
I just went to the bathroom during the break, and I saw men's room, women's room, and then one with a bird on it, and it had like Dan
flamingos only
painted on the door.
Well,
so
I'm
that
doing
makes
it for the special treatment.
Isn't that why most people do that for attention?
I guess so, yes.
I mean, let's just call it for what it is, right? I mean, there's a reason why we...
All these people turning into flamingos, you know?
Well, social media is as popular as it is for a reason, because everyone wants attention. It's the look at me
100%
generation, right? I've been asked before by friends, family, colleagues, Matt, why do you post your political opinions online? Aren't you worried that some people are going to have a changed opinion of you? Because I'm a pretty prolific attorney in South Jersey where I practice and got lots of family and friends, not all of whom agree with me. I'm still working on that. I'll get to them all eventually. It's only a matter of time. My
very lawyeristic mindset you got there.
You can't help, convince them, you know? You can't help who you are, right? I didn't choose to become a lawyer like you chose to become a flamingo.
I didn't choose. I was born this way.
I was born the way that I am, right? Like Lady Gaga said.
Continue.
Born this way. I forget what I was even saying. Oh yeah. So
you're posting online is
right.
Lawyer,
so what I always say in response to them is, listen, isn't it less weird that the things I'm posting about on social media are issues of public moment and consequence? Right? Like the things I'm sharing are my opinions on Kamala Harris's communist policy prescriptions, right? I'm commenting on how I think the lawfare campaign that's being waged by the DOJ against Donald Trump is a threat to our republic. Some of it may be controversial. Some of it may be a little incendiary. I'm from New Jersey, so occasionally I use some language that if it was on air could get us fined by the FCC. But it's on social media, so it's free, at least for now, until we turn into the UK. Right? To me, it's less weird that that's the stuff I share. What I think is weird is when people go on social media and share ridiculously personal things. I don't need to know about your fight with your stepdaughter. I don't care. Right? Like, I think it's really cool that you lost 30 pounds. Okay? But, like, it's not something that I need to know. It's stranger to me to share that kind of stuff. So I always think that question's a little odd. But, hey, listen, maybe I'm a little odd and I'm the one that's off base.
You don't want the world to know you're on Ozempic?
Do I look like I'm on Ozempic? I'm an Oblimpic. It's the opposite. It actually puffs you up. Yeah.
It's great.
It inserts cream directly into your bloodstream.
Boston cream.
By the way, we're giving some stuff away today, and it's not Oblimpic or Ozempic, right? We're not authorized to do that. I'm pretty sure that would get us in trouble, right?
I don't want
to
do that. No.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna go down that road. Why don't you tell them what they can win?
Yeah, side topic today. We're asking an entertainer that you change your opinion on that you once loved and now you really can't stand because of their politics. That if you win today, you get a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints with Don Trump Jr., Dom Giordano hosting Scottish Rite Auditorium, Collingswood, New Jersey, September 12th. Each ticket also includes copies of letters to Trump. Tickets on sale 1210wpht.com. I hope to see you there, Matt.
And as an added bonus, I do think that I'm going.
Yeah?
Yeah, so better. Obviously the main event is Donald Trump Jr. You're going to see the legendary Dom Giordano.
Yeah.
But then you're going to see this guy skulking in the corner with a Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, is that Matt Rooney? I think I recognize him from YouTube. So much less of a draw, but if it incentivizes you in any way to buy a ticket, I think I'm probably going to be there.
And then
emphasis on probably.
Probably.
Yeah, well, because, you know, I got two young
kids.
I got two young kids. I got a law practice. Something happens, you know. Plus, I'm a millennial.
We're hanging there both in our Hawaiian shirts. You coordinate our flamingo shirts.
If you want to wear coordinated flamingo shirts with me, I will crawl there.
Flamingos to grow a beard as well, so.
Well, I still can't do what you do, though. I can't grow the beard.
Really? At 40 years old, you still can't do it?
In this quadrant here. For those of you, youtube.com/at12wbh. I can't grow it here. 40 years on the planet, still, it just doesn't happen. I don't know what that's.
Wow.
I don't know why that is.
Though.
Yeah, so it only comes in here. And then I get a pretty mighty stash. I trimmed it recently.
The beard looks good. I'll be honest.
I definitely can look like a 70s porn star when I just have. Actually, I look a lot like Ron Jeremy if I grew my hair out. I'm kind of getting the stomach now for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Dig out of this hole. Also, Money Melody today, Matt. You want to?
I just thought people would want to know what I was for Halloween.
We're going to be doing the In-Water Boat Show tickets, Golden Nugget Casino Hotel, September 5th through 8th. That's for Money Melody today at 2:15, so stay tuned for that as well.
What else could you want out of a program, right?
Digging out of that hole quickly.
See, on the Matt Rooney Show, we live in a hole, right? I know the Dom Giordano Show, we try to hold things to a higher standard because this is, you know, the legendary Dom show. But, you know, I can only rise so high above where I am, which is in a pit, you know, with the rest of the slime. So 855-839-1210 is how you get on
slime?
If you want to. Yes!
Ow.
What do you mean, no? I'm fine with it, man. I am what I am. I'm like your favorite entertainer, yeah, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. I'm from the swamps of Jersey.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
A couple people have been tweeting at me too about my really bad Bruce impression.
I thought it was good.
They're saying it's accurate though. Commie and Walls, the pervert out there in Minnesota, right? If they win this election, you may not have a 1210 WPHT for very much longer. This is not hyperbole. You've heard what Tim Walls has to say about free speech. I know we've played the clips on this station on multiple programs before. His thinking is very much in line with what we've seen transpire in the United Kingdom over the past several weeks, where they're locking up grandmas and hardworking men and women for the crime of questioning their government online. That is coming to these shores, and you've already seen the beginnings of it, right? With people going to Facebook jail. It is going to accelerate. It's going to get worse. And, you know, if she is ultimately successful here and Donald Trump loses, don't be surprised if one of the upcoming 1210 WPHT lives is not at the Grand down in Wildwood. It's at the federal pen. It's going to happen. I'm telling you right now. I'm obviously not hoping for this. I don't think I do very well in jail. I'm way too fussy. And I'm really picky when it comes to food, right? I'm a little bit of a gourmand. I'm a really good cook.
Yeah.
Well, look at me. You can tell that I'm a really good cook. I eat well. I don't miss many meals.
Can
I'm not.
Imagine you in prison.
I'm not a pest. Yeah, it'd be hilarious, right? Like, not for me. Not for me. I mean, luckily, I'm not that pretty, so there's some problems I won't have. But
So
I'm in no way relishing this prospect. But it is what it is. This is where we're headed right now in this country. So. You know, if you don't want to see Dom Giordano and I enjoying toilet wine instead of seven fishes in an upcoming Christmas, you people need to go out there and vote the right way.
It's really fascinating, the astroturfing that's been going on since Kamala's taken over. I don't know if you're on Reddit at all, but it's already a very left-leaning news source. But they've actually, like, silenced comment sections that portray Kamala in a negative sense. You know, their big subreddits have all become pro-Kamala, anti-Trump pictures and such. And you're now seeing it seep into Instagram and other social media. It's really fascinating how they're able to mind-hole information and promote the information they want using social media. It's crazy.
Well, consider how you would Google Donald Trump during the RNC, and Harris would pop up.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're not even pretending anymore to try to throw pitches down the center of the plate. They don't want to play fair. They're playing to win. So As I say every week on the Matt Rooney Show, and I'm going to say it today on the Dom Giordano program, every single one of you better be in it to win this November. If you haven't already signed up, and we've got some ideas for how you need to do that, maybe I'll share some before the program's over. This country that we enjoy, as we know it, may soon be over. Trust me, I've never lied to you. 855-839-1210 is the number.
Before we go to break, I just want to get Don in here. He's been waiting a while to get a side question on there.
Don, you're from South Jersey. I can't make a Jerseyan wait that long. My apologies. Mea culpa.
No, you're good, and I appreciate the side question, but I just want to give kudos for getting Steve Moore on. That's a tough find, and he's great. And
he actually likes hanging out around here for whatever reason, but we're happy that he does.
Well, I'm just saying, kudos to your producer for getting him on. I mean, Art Laffer is also another one, if you can. I love Art because he tells a story when you listen to him. He used to be on Rush all the time about when he drew up the laughing curve in a bar and literally on a napkin. And if you've never heard that story, please go out and look at it and read it. It's an amazing story about how Art Laffer came out with Supply Side and implemented it with Reagan. On a side note, I just wanted to say, Eddie Vedder, Dave Grohl, and the Green Day lead singer are the three that come to mind for me, not to mention Bruce, but those are the three that are the ivory tower worst when you get into them pontificating about how anybody out there who votes Republican is a racist, a whatever it might be.
Oh, Eddie Vedder's
but the three of them are horrible. And the last thing I want to say is, and Michael Jordan said this the best, and it's so true. I have a 14-year-old son, and Michael Jordan came out and said this many years ago. I believe it was in 87, and somebody said, well, how do you feel about Republicans buying sneakers? He said, well, I have no problem with anybody buying my sneakers. And by the way, Republicans buy sneakers, too. So vote with your wallet, and I just want to leave it at that, and thanks for a great show.
You were worth the wait, Don. And I know I'm biased because we're in the same backyard, but that was fantastic. Even though it's a contest, and I think he gave us like four names.
Yeah, we're supposed to get one answer.
So I don't know how we do that. I think we're going to get the Foo Fighters because they're suing Trump.
So that's what he gave Jim was Dave Grohl, so we'll take that as his answer.
Yeah,
but, and the one that hurts, though, is Eddie Vedder because he's 100% right. Eddie Vedder is so political, but he's, as you said earlier in their show, there's some people that kind of cross that precipice of you like him so much, it doesn't matter what their politics are. Eddie Vedder is that guy for me. I love that guy's voice.
I'll give you mine. Should we wait till after the break?
Sure.
It's not from music. That's your only hint, and it ain't much of one.
So it's someone that you like so much that it doesn't matter their politics, what they say, you're still going to love them?
No, this is somebody that's been ruined for me.
Okay.
And I can't enjoy
them
anymore.
So right in the side question. Okay.
Yes. No, this is my... And just to be clear, I'm going to buy my own ticket to Dom's event. I'm not going to give myself a ticket. I mean, what am I, a Democrat here? I'm not going to steal from the people.
So you're asking me to take your answer as if you're a caller?
Yes!
Man in South Jersey, you're on the air. What's your answer to the side question?
Mark Hamill.
Oh, okay. That's a great answer.
I'm a nerd from the 80s, 90s, right? Grew up idolizing Luke Skywalker, loved Star Wars. Can't enjoy it now.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the fact that, and I'm not going to get into this, we're not going to make this program that nerdy.
No?
The sequel trilogy, hot, steaming garbage. I like Commie's price control plan more than I like the Star Wars sequels. Horrendous. So that definitely didn't help anything.
And you would think someone that's Luke Skywalker might be aware of what's happening here with an empire and, you know.
Elon posted something like this recently. And by the way, Elon, isn't it funny how we all use his first name like we know him? My buddy Elon, I was talking to him the other day.
Yeah. I got Elon.
The magic of social media. He listed a series of movies, including Star Wars. You people, meaning you leftists out there, you were with the Resistance and the Rebel Alliance in Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were with the Rebels in V for Vendetta. Every single movie that's about a resistance movement standing up to tyrannical government. A despotic regime.
Yeah.
We're all in the audience at the movie theaters cheering for them. But then when we actually have it here in our own real life world, we all of a sudden forget the lessons that we've learned from the great stories and epics of our time.
How many times have we seen a big shady conglomerate silence the masses in some kind of film, and everybody wants the rebel to win? And meanwhile, you have a whole party here who's supporting that big mass. It's nuts.
That's right. That's right. So I don't understand the disconnect. I don't know what's the matter with some of you. If I could fix it, I would. But Mark Hamill, I'm pretty much done. I've debated whether I'm going to let my son watch Star Wars at this point.
Really?
The original trilogy.
Well, no, you got to let him. Well, you can't rob him of that greatness.
Well, it goes beyond that, though, right? Like, yeah. And I said I wasn't going to nerd out, but we're going to do it anyway. Not only is Mark Hamill a total Libby loser, but the entire purpose of the original trilogy that they brought balance to the Force now makes no sense in the context of the sequels, right? Because, like, oh, just kidding, the Emperor's back. And then, of course, we have to have a woman destroy him, right? It couldn't be a man.
Yeah, what'd you think of the new...
A man will never do anything significant in cinema ever again.
Are you watching all this stuff that's happening on Disney Plus and all the new series?
Oh, God.
Did
no.
you watch that new one that's been canceled because of the PC nature?
Are you talking about the lesbian space witches?
I think so.
The Chanted?
No, is that Star Wars related?
Yeah. They had this crew of lesbian space witches
that
had a communist chant. You haven't heard this?
No.
Oh yeah, we played this before. It's a bunch of lesbian space witches, and they stood around in a circle and they chanted, "We are one, one for all." I'm surprised they didn't do it at the Democrat convention.
Right?
Yeah. They just destroyed everything. Wow. They've destroyed our childhood. And I'm just kind of over it. This is the most fired up you've heard me the entire program, right?
The power of Disney. The power of one. The power of two. The power of many.
You weren't kidding. There were
the power of many.
Daily Wire's tweet with this says, "This is how a franchise dies."
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And see, this is why, as conservatives, you should have a little bit of confidence in your own ideas, because no one's buying this stuff. It bombed. You said it was canceled, right?
I think it was. I thought I read that. I don't want to give wrong information, though. Yeah, Acolyte has been canceled after one season.
Yeah.
Via Deadline.
Yeah, I mean, you. I think they were using that down in Guantanamo to torture prisoners. That's how unwatchable
this
stuff is.
What Disney's done to the franchise, it really is.
Well, because, you know, I mean, candidly, they're in it for making a buck, which is ironic because they want to impose socialism, communism on the rest of us.
Yep.
So they buy these intellectual properties and they milk them until they're completely dry,
mm-hmm.
and then try to argue that they're making something new when they're not, by just inserting wokeness into old stories and completely, completely destroying them. A society without myths and epics and heroes is missing a core component that it needs to thrive, because young men and young women need something to look up to. And we don't have any heroes anymore, real or fictional. It's just the truth.
How about then you just watch the three sequels and just tell the kid that the rest just doesn't exist?
So you're talking about sticking with 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to watch the prequels.
But the prequels were okay.
They're not bad, but yeah. Do you really want Hayden Christensen complaining about sand?
Pretty much as whiny as I would be in prison, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much would be the same thing. Oh, God. See, I actually feel my blood pressure went up a little bit.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. See, you just can't get me talking about
well,
Star Wars.
Politics doesn't move the blood pressure. But
Andrew Torres and I do this on Sunday nights because he's a massive nerd, too. And we both just, you know, I end up crying like that Britney girl, remember? The one who cries about Leave Britney Alone.
Leave Britney
alone. That's me. Leave Star Wars alone.
Ahead of his time, that guy.
Yeah, well, it really was. Yeah. Do we have time to take a call?
Yeah, take one real quick.
All right, let's take one real quick. Can we take Gary? Because he's been on the line for a good long time, and it's only fair. Gary, you are on the Dom Giordano Show.
Kudos to previous caller, so I have a lot to live up to.
Well, listen, I'm a generous person. I'm nice, as Dan's been telling us all day. I don't know how true that is, but you have nothing to fear. I'm sure you're going to get kudos at the end of this.
I think you'll be happy to hear this, too, Gary. You are one of Dom's, genuinely, you're one of Dom's favorite callers. I'm going to put that up there.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
Tom's
thank you.
Dom's a tough judge, too, so don't screw it up here, Gary.
I'm going to try not to screw it up. I'm going to see if we can take the show and maybe ask Dan if he could run a poll until Wednesday. But you guys make the judge. I have a prophecy that I'd like to put out there that on your – who was the caller, the guy who was the economist that called in? Who was that guy?
Stephen Moore.
Okay, so you and Stephen at the end of it, I'm going to say – here's my prophecy. Joe Biden, whether he is alive or not, will not be the president on this election day. Before then, the October surprise is going to be having Kamala take his place. And if they're really looking for sympathy, Joe Biden will expire a week to 10 days before Election Day. But that's just me.
So you think that there's a high chance that Joe Biden will not be president by the time Americans head to the polls?
I will bet Dom and Dan 2-for-1 pizza by November 5th. Kamala hollers. Kamala I like, by the way, I love the way Dan spells her name.
C-O-M-M.
Kamala Harris will be the president by election day.
I'm just sticking with commie because I'm tired of being corrected by Dan. He's so woke and politically correct that it's just driving me nuts.
I got to ask you both, though. Do you think it benefits Kamala to be an incumbent with this Biden administration reputation heading into an election? Or is it better for her to kind of still have the armor?
I'm not sure it does, and I have to give Gary another problem with his timeline here. You'll have a chance to rebut this, Gary. We talk about Election Day as if it is 2000, right? And I'm guilty of the same thing because I'm just old enough now where most of my life was actually going to the polls and casting about the old-fashioned way. In most states, in just a few weeks now, ballots are going to start hitting mailboxes, and every single cycle, more and more people vote before Election Day. So I'm not saying the October surprise wouldn't have any impact, but if you're going to try to do something really big, like Nancy Pelosi's going to call Joe Biden and say, Joe, that wasn't enough. You have to stay in Rehoboth and not come back. If she's going to do that, now's the time. Now's the time because people are going to start casting their ballots very soon.
Then you just made my point for me that it won't be that. He will be expiring physically 2 weeks before, so that this country is in a state of mourning, so that they can pull off what they did in 2020 from a guy who ran from the basement.
How is Gary your favorite? He's so depressing.
Gary, you're being very down today.
I know, right? Like, man.
I like the conspiracy theory.
Well,
that
can I go to the positive end?
Sorry, what was that?
Can I go to the positive end?
Yeah, please.
I go to the positive end?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
I only came to that conclusion because I was a closet. I've been on your side since RFK was interviewed by Joe Rogan a year and a half ago. The guy is phenomenal. I prophesied that was going to happen about 2 months ago, and I can't wait for him to kind of give over the information of the JFK assassination. I can't wait for that to happen.
Oh, I am. So
that's
I've got an inner Joe Rogan, like I think like most men under 50 do. And I am with you. I want to find out about the JFK assassination. I want Trump and RFK Jr. to tell us what's going on with aliens in Area 51. I want it all. I am down for that stuff. If there's a podcast or a show on the History Channel about like ancient alien civilizations, that's catnip for Matt Rooney. So I hope you're right about that part of it, Gary. Thanks for calling in, by the way. Favorite guest, preferred guest?
Hold on.
Yeah, we're here. We're waiting for the answer.
Oh, that's right. He was prophesizing, and I forgot that he didn't give us an answer.
Yeah. Did you pull off Bill Maher?
No.
What do you mean? The clip or talking to him?
No, as far as the person who I like that I just detest now. Ever since he was on stage the night of the assassination, and he allowed the people to cheer that Trump was not dead.
That's a good answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I do think that Bill Maher gets a little bit more credit than he sometimes deserves. Because I get it. One of the reasons that some on the right have affection for him is because he occasionally says something that departs from the narrative, departs from the leftist script. But he still is kind of a socialist who's wrong about a lot of things and says some pretty objectively nasty stuff.
I think he's a very valuable soldier in the fight for ideologues in the country. Does that make sense? Ideologies. Bill is a guy that I don't necessarily agree with in a lot of times, but I think moderates, those that need to be won over, independents, listen very closely to what Bill has to say.
Oh, there's no doubt about the fact that he's influential.
Yeah, yeah.
Look how much currency his clips get on social media.
It's nuts.
They're all over the place.
And he's not joking when he says, it seems like every week the guy tries, someone tries to cancel him.
Yeah, no, that's...
You gotta be relevant to be canceled, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. 855-839-1210 is the number. Again, over on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Matt Rooney filling in for Dom Giordano today. Let's focus in on, for just a second, what unites Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, RFK Jr. All of these people are either former or current Democrats. Isn't that something, that the most prominent members of the current MAGA movement are not lifelong Republicans? Many of them have never been Republicans, or if they are Republicans, they haven't been GOPers for very long. What's the one thing they all have in common? They love the country. And it's not a small point. Some people in recent days who I know my own life had said, Matt, how can you be excited about this RFK thing? He's nuts. I don't think that's entirely fair. Some of his ideas are maybe a little bit kookier than others, right? Some of his environmental prescriptions. But I'll tell you what, in this current fight we're engaged in, we're no longer arguing about tax brackets anymore. I wish that's where we were at, because we'd be in much healthier shape. We are talking about fundamental things, whether or not the country's going to be transformed into at best, a socialist democracy, like what you see in parts of Europe, right? Some of Kamala's ideas are outright communist. We're talking about whether or not we're still going to have free speech and free expression in this country as we understand it, whether or not we're going to have a fourth estate, which is unbiased and actually attempts to report the news as opposed to manipulating it, whether or not you, and this is a big one, let's not forget this one, whether you as a parent have the right to control your child's upbringing and shape their destiny, whether that's going to be your prerogative or the state vis-a-vis the school. This is what we're talking about. These are civilizational questions, whether or not the West is going to endure as we know it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm here to tell you, as someone that was raised as a Ronald Reagan conservative by my parents, and I still agree with the fundamentals of those principles that shaped the conservative movement in the 70s and the 80s, that's not really the most important thing right now. It's just not. J.D. Vance made some conservatives' head spin the other day by saying that Donald Trump would veto an attempt to ban abortion nationally. And I've heard some say, oh my God, you know, I thought we were the pro-life party. We are the pro-life party. But it's not the fight of the moment. I'll give you one of my favorite historical examples. You will not find a single person on the planet that has done more for the cause of human freedom than the late, great Abraham Lincoln, right? The great emancipator. Very much a critic of slavery. He thought it was one of the worst evils, if not the worst evil, that mankind has ever imposed on each other. But yet, at one point, he said, when asked, what are you going to do about slavery? He said, if I could save the Union by freeing all the slaves, I would. If I could save the Union by freeing none of the slaves, I would. If I could free the Union by freeing some of the slaves, but not some other slaves, I would. Now, was that a defense of slavery? Absolutely not. What Lincoln was articulating, and I think it's very relevant to our current circumstances today, is the most important thing is to save the country, the last best hope of man. If the United States goes away, China and its satellite states inherit the earth. And then abortion will be one of only a great constellation of evils and atrocities which are going to populate every single corner of this planet. So there are momentous issues that we need to continue to message on, talk about, try to bring people over to our side. But unfortunately, things have gone too badly for too long, and we're down now to a fundamental struggle for whether we're either going to be a free country, or are we going to have a Biden administration which quashes dissent and uses the Justice Department to jail anybody who questions it. And I said Biden administration deliberately, because despite what some in the media would have you believe, Commie, it's his vice president, right? I'm going to whisper creepily like Joe Biden does. It's his vice president. She owns his record. All of these ideas, all of these criticisms she's now raising, she's had 3.5 years to broach all of it. She never did. because she owns all of it. She's been a part of it. We don't know who's running the country today, Dan. He's asleep on a beach in Rehoboth as we speak. She's campaigning in, I believe, Georgia. Who's in charge of the deep state today? I don't know. It's a deep secret. We may never know. I hope it becomes an irrelevant question because we make the right choice in November and we take this country back. 855-839-1210 is the number over on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. I don't know if the Gabbard event is going to happen while we're still on the air. We're on the air until 3 p.m., but if we get some more news, you will certainly hear about it here first. Let's cross. I don't know. This is still on my side of the river. Joe from Bordentown. You're on the Dom Giordano program with Matt Rooney. Give us your selection.
Well, first, I'd like to tell you something about that, the so-called bulletproof glass that they're putting around Trump.
Oh, yes. No, they've rolled that out at his rallies.
Yeah, well, it would take at least 2 inches of polycarbonate laminate to stop a high-velocity rifle bullet.
How do you know that? Or do I want to know why you know that?
I want to know how he knows that.
I've seen it on YouTube where a fellow fires pistols or rifles at various bulletproof configurations.
You figure that out on YouTube? I have to go to YouTube to figure out how to like put together my grill.
Searched furniture.
I don't know if I would trust YouTube for how to bulletproof
sounds
a presidential
like Joe's
rally.
A guy that knows how to build a grill already, though. So
that's probably
he's
true.
A couple steps further.
Well, he's got more skills.
Way, Dan, greetings from the Czar of Trenton.
Hey, Czar. Oh, that's one of the great tweeters at Dom Show 1210. Nice to hear from you, Joe.
That's him?
Czar of Trenton, yeah.
Always good to meet a celebrity.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.